Hey, this is Brainstorm Bookcast, and I'm Georgie, and this is Abby.
Hi.
We decided that we wanted to start a podcast because we both review and rave about books on my blog, Diary of a Teenager, which is soon to be renamed Brainstorm Books, which you can probably tell from the name of the podcast. This is a bit awkward because we've never podcasted before, and so we've written out some topics we want to discuss. Starting with new book releases.
Yeah, there's several new books out at the moment that kind of catch my attention, but there aren't really many that really jump out at me. So if there's any sort of books that you've really fallen in love with out in the last month or so, send them in and we'll give them a read.
If we can.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got a list here from Hypeball.com, which we both love.
Very good site.
Yeah, and so we're going to read them out and talk about what we think about the covers and the plots.
Okay. Right, so this one, the first one is called Darkness Before Dawn. It's about vampires.
We can tell that already.
Yeah, it's got a quite cool cover. I love the font on it as well.
Yeah, and there's basically a girl with long black hair in a black dress with lots of ruffles in front of a very monochrome background with some birds. So it looks a bit not too dissimilar from Fallen by Lauren Kate.
Yeah, the author is J.A. London, and it is part of a trilogy.
So, and the trilogy is called Darkness Before Dawn, so I'm presuming this is the first book.
So, yeah.
Should we read the plot?
Yeah. Do you want me to read it out?
Yeah.
Okay. Only sunlight can save us. We built the wall to keep them out, to keep us safe. But it also makes us prisoners, trapped in what's left of our rabid city, fearing nightfall. After the death of my parents, it's up to me, as the newest delegate for humanity, to bargain with our vampire overlord. I thought I was ready. I thought I knew everything there was to know about the monsters. Then again, nothing could have prepared me for Lord Valentine, or his son. Maybe not all vampires are killers. Maybe it's safe to let one in. Only one thing is certain, even a wall is not enough. A war is coming and we cannot hide forever.
It sounds a bit ominous.
Yeah, it sounds very... It feels like we've seen this plot before. You've got the girl who falls in love with a vampire.
Yeah, and I'm not really big on these very nondescript, very mediocre vampire books. Because everyone's going, oh yeah, let's read Fallen by Lauren Kate. And I'm going, which one's that?
Yeah, I think I got... about halfway through Fallen and just gave up because yeah, it really didn't.
We've seen all this before
and it's very, very samey. Yeah, it's just books like this that don't particularly interest me.
Okay, I'm gonna tweet about, see if anybody who might possibly be online to see what they think of Darkness Before Dawn by J.A. London. I'm gonna tweet this, and by the way, if you want to follow us, you can find me at G30RG13_R, aka Georgie R.
Yeah, I'm just on there as Gail, _Abby.
So you can find us there and tweet to us, and we'll be more than happy to follow you back as long as you're not complete psychopaths.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I want to give a shout out to Raimi Greenland and on Twitter at Raimi_Raw. Who has been tweeting back to us about names for the podcast and all that sort of thing. And so, hi. Just wanted to say hi.
Hello.
We're waving at the moment. Okay. So we're going to have a look down the list at the next book, which I'm quite excited for.
Yeah, this one does stand out to me.
And it's Dreamless, number 2 in the Star-Crossed trilogy by Josephine Angelini. And by the way, if anybody can tell we're pronouncing things wrong, please.
Yeah.
Please. Like, tweet to us about it. Okay, I'll read this one if you want.
Okay.
Can true love be forgotten? As the only Scion who can descend into the underworld, Helen Hamilton has been given a nearly impossible task. By night she wanders through Hades, trying to stop the endless cycle of revenge that has cursed her family. By day she struggles to overcome the fatigue that is rapidly eroding her sanity. Without Lucas by her side, Helen is not sure she has the strength to go on. Just as Helen is pushed to her breaking point, a mysterious new Scion comes to her rescue. Funny and brave, Orion shields her from the dangers of the underworld. But time is running out, a ruthless foe plots against them, and the Fury's cry for blood is growing louder. As the ancient Greek world collides with the mortal one, Helen turns his life on Nantucket, descends into chaos. But the hardest task of all will be forgetting Lucas Delos. Joseline Angelini's compelling saga becomes even more intricate and spellbinding as an unforgettable love triangle emerges, and the eternal cycle of revenge intensifies. Eagerly awaited, this sequel to the internationally best-selling Starcrossed delivers a gritty, action-packed love story that exceeds all expectations.
Now, I haven't read the first one in the series.
But I've been begging her to read it, because I need someone else out here with me.
So I will get across, try to read it at some point.
Because I've posted a review on our blog, which this is for, which is...
being renamed.
That the HML, the website, is www.diaryofateenager.com. Oh, wait, no, I'm going to just go check this because it's rather strange.
Yeah.
Okay, it's Diary of the Average Teen Book LOVA .blogspot.co.uk. And on there you can find all our reviews. Abby hasn't actually reviewed anything yet.
Well, I've had no internet connection. I can't post anything.
Well, we're getting there. And our missing host, who should be coming back soon...
no idea where she's gone.
Izzy, aka X Dark Dream, who has already posted a Hunger Games review to join mine, because we love the Hunger Games.
Very good series.
It's amazing. And her review is amazing as well.
Really is.
So really check it out, because we think it's amazing. And she already has 5 comments, and 9 reactions. And if I do say so myself, my blog is pretty awesome, so come check it out. And there's also a button on there, so you can follow me on Twitter. I'm trying to get Ali to get her button on here as well, so we will get there. Okay, no new interactions still. Okay, the next book is... well, should we just generalise the next ones, because we don't think they're particularly interesting.
No. This one is called Dark Frost. I'm assuming it's a sequel to... the series called Mythos Academy.
Because it says that it's a Mythos Academy novel.
Yeah.
Which is strange. No, by Jennifer Estep. Or Estep? We don't know. I don't think we need to read it out, because...
no.
Just from the cover, which generally makes people read a book, we don't think it's particularly appealing.
No.
Has a girl on the front cover with some interesting purple eyeshadow and purple contacts. With raven hair. And then some words in cream, dark frost, and then a little dagger for the tea.
It does say it's a USA Today best-selling author.
But that could be other books.
Could be.
Okay, so the next book, which I think you like, Abby.
Yeah, it's called...
Changeling.
Yeah.
By Philippa Gregory.
And it's a medieval book, and it was number one on New York Times best-selling author of The Other Belinga.
I've heard of that.
I have, and I do want to read that. I like...
should we not read that, because it's such a long...
it is a very long plot. One.
Yeah.
It's set in...
should we just read
Italy?
The first bit, and then like that?
Yeah. It's set in Italy in 1453.
Okay, and it says at the top, dark myths, medieval secrets, intrigue, and romance populate the pages of the first ever teen series. From number one best-selling author of The Other Berlin Girl. And, yeah, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, this sort of genre does appeal to me. I like very dark, sort of set in the past, around medieval times.
Yeah, it depends for me. If it's really good, then I would love it. But if it's just a very samey medieval book, then I don't tend to like it. I do read some samey fiction, although it doesn't seem like it. I do read some stuff, but... I just don't feel it's good enough to rave about.
No.
Really, you have to have original things for it to be good enough for us to talk about.
Which is one of the reasons why we loved Hunger Games so much. It's one of the reasons why I love the series A Song of Ice and Fire by George R.R. Martin.
Oh, yes.
I keep going on about those books.
Okay. I'm just going to check Audacity to see if this is actually recording.
Yeah.
I'm just going to... I'll leave it.
Yeah, just leave it as it is.
We seem to be very, very quiet. Okay, there's another book on the list. Do you want to read it, Abby?
Yeah, it's not very appealing covers for me. It says No Safety in Numbers by...
Dana Lawrence.
don't know if we pronounce that right.
Jodin.
Yeah, on the front it's got no safety in numbers, and it's got 14s, 150 stores, and one bomb.
I mean, it's got like a... I think it might be like a nuclear sort of sign.
I think that is.
They've taken a sort of spin-off.
And then you've got people sort of like...
In the background, within the sign. And it's yellow.
Yeah.
Yellow doesn't really appeal to us. As much as we like aesthetics, we're not ashamed to say it.
No.
Okay, should we read that?
The one thing that does stand out for me is it's by four different narrators.
Yes, that really appeals.
I like seeing different viewpoints on the same sort of story, the same event.
Which is why I liked Unwind by Neil Schusterman, which is a really good book. It's dystopian, as a lot of the books are at the moment. Mm. And I should be posting the review soon, once I get some time on my hands. I think, should we just leave the reading out?
Yeah.
But the first line says, "Life as we knew it meets Lord of the Flies in a mall that looks just like yours."
Sorry, I hear Lord of the Flies and I think back to our English lessons.
Where we were forced to read Lord of the Flies.
And then watched the very strange film of it.
Which, was it 1940s, 50s or something?
50s, I think they said.
Yeah, black and white. And we're not particularly fans of black and white.
No. It's... Yeah, not a
good one. Okay, with one last book in this list, which we immediately said no.
Oh, yeah.
The Cambion Chronicles, Burning Emerald, One Choice Can Cost You Everything by Jamie Reid. Yep. And it's a sequel.
Oh. It looks very, very samey.
And boring.
Yeah, it's really not very interesting. And
considering it's a sequel, I'm not surprised they're not hooked, really.
Yeah.
Coping with loss, keeping secrets from friends, and juggling classes. Ooh.
Yeah, it's just so samey.
Just no.
All over the place.
I'm sorry if you've read this and you really liked it. So if you feel, if you've read any of these books and we've said they're rubbish and they're actually not, please like follow us on Twitter and tell us all these things, because we'd really like
other people's opinions, because of course we haven't read many of these books. So we're basing our opinions on the summary and the covers.
And so obviously we're going to be wrong at some point.
Yeah.
We're not going to be completely right.
So.
Okay, that's it for new book releases according to Hyperbole. Of course, there might be even newer books out there, which we haven't covered. So, new book releases done!
Like I said, if you've read any really good new releases in like the last month or so, send them in to us and we'll be fine. And we will try and discuss them if we can.
Just looking at the time here. Ooh, disk space only remaining 136 hours.
I don't think we'll go on for that long. You'll be fine.
Okay, next up we've got a discussion on fan fiction.
Yes, I know a lot of people have a very bad image of fan fiction in their mind. Because you do get these awful... awful ones, especially on unmoderated sites such as fanfiction.net, because you will always have these absolute gems that you find on there, but sifting through the pile of absolute rubbish that is on the site, it's very difficult. However, I am a huge fan of fanfiction, especially Harry Potter fanfiction. We're both huge Potterheads here.
Yes, we are.
But fanfiction for me is... I write a lot of fanfiction. I don't always post it, but my favourite site is MuggleNet Fanfiction, who, of course...
Which I've actually heard of, and they are the people behind MuggleCast.
Which is a brilliant podcast.
And we will be talking more about podcasts we love at the end of the show.
We will. But MuggleNet Fanfiction is a moderated site, which makes sure all the characters are in character. You've got a good writing style, good punctuation, a good storyline... Yeah, and there are some absolute diamonds on there that I absolutely love. There are some amazing authors, which I really do suggest you check out. So, yeah, that's a very good site. But we need to, go on the moderated sites and not on fanfiction.net.
Yeah, if you can hear some typing in the background, that's me, like, on Twitter. Because I can't stop, I just have to tweet.
Yeah.
Okay. So, my thoughts on fanfiction is that the only experience I've had is looking at fanfiction.net, which obviously isn't the best out there.
No.
And so I haven't really got much experience, but my first thoughts are, it's not official, and so you automatically think it won't be good. But obviously it is amazing.
It is to me, because with the Harry Potter fan fiction, you see characters that are not really explored in the books. You've got very, very minor characters brought to life. Because we have no idea, apart from the epilogue, what happens after the Battle of Hogwarts.
Yeah.
And I love that story. One of my favourite genres of fanfiction is Marauder Era, which of course Harry's parents.
Which would be so good, because J.K. Rowling obviously isn't talking about exploring any of that.
No.
And she said a lot that she isn't doing Harry Potter. She's doing Pottermore, she's doing the supposed encyclopedia, but that's it. She's not going to write any more books, fiction-wise.
Exactly. But I find a lot of the Marauders, even though you do get a lot of the samey fan fictions, even on MuggleNet, there are some truly brilliant ones that I absolutely love.
Do you want to shout out to any you can remember?
I do. There is an author called Willow Rosenberg, who writes amazing Marauder era fan fictions. My favourite one is the series Trickster. You've got, that's the first one in the series. I think she's making it a trilogy, maybe even four books in the series.
A saga then.
Yeah, again, somewhere. And there are also other authors on the site that I love. You've got Equinox Chick, who is just an amazing writer. You've got Basil Brain. She's such a good writer. I like Caustic Ticking of a Clock, which is a historic fic. You've got...
Do you want to shout out to your own person?
No. You've got Welsh Devon Dragon, who is brilliant, and iLuna 17, who I betted for.
Is there a halt to this now?
There's so many good ones, and they are my absolute favourites.
If any of those are you can always tweet to us as well.
Yeah.
And we'd be more than happy to discuss with anybody about their thoughts on fanfiction.
Yeah.
Also, if anyone has any comments that we don't get to read out on this episode, please keep on tweeting and we'll mention them next time we get the chance. Yeah. Which hopefully we will, because this has actually been quite fun, if slightly awkward. Because, yeah. Okay,
it takes a while to get into it, and then after that you're fine.
It's just like talking to a group of people.
Yeah.
Okay. Next topic for discussion, ranting about books we've read and hated.
Don't get me started on the books that I've hated. There are
any recently?
Recently? That is absolutely...
And hated, it can be just disliked for their sameness.
Okay, I'll tell you what I really disliked. It's... I'm not sure what it's called, but...
got the author, I can look it up.
It's a ghostwriter for L.J. Smith's A Secret Circle. I was... very excited when I saw a fourth book to the Secret Circle trilogy, and then I found out it was a ghostwriter, and I gave up after reading about 10 pages because all the characters have been changed so much. I think it's Audrey something, the divide there. And if you just read the reviews for it, then all very disappointed with it.
So is this an actual book that's been published?
It's been published. It's completely changed all the characters. You've lost the magic that L.J. Smith brought to the series.
Mm.
So, yeah, I was very, very disappointed with it. And I gave up after a while, about 10 pages.
Well, the Voice of Youth Advocates... said they reviewed it, and they said attractive teens, hot but innocent, romance, dangerous adventure, all guaranteed popular appeal. Main character Cassie is both likeable and realistic, stirring suspense filled scenes, and Smith the Witch's readers into clamouring for more.
I think what's very good about it is if you haven't read the original trilogy,
you'd
love it. However, reading the reviews, there's 5 for 1 star, 5 for 2 stars, 3 for 3 stars, 7 for 4 stars, and 5 for 5 stars. But if you keep looking down...
Okay, there's 3 reviewers here, if you want to read these. It says, don't buy this if you like the way the characters were in the original.
Yep.
By Daniel Ching. I agree with the others that this book read like fan fiction, says Lauren. And I didn't know that It wasn't written by L.J. Smith, says Bunny.
So, yeah.
And one more, I think. Reviewer 2011 said, pretty good actually, but felt like fan fiction.
Yeah.
Which 23 out of 24 people on Amazon felt helpful.
Yeah. Very long reviews on here.
Yeah, quite a lot. And M. Chappell said, a huge disappointment. And I can't even read that name, so I'm not going to try.
Very disappointed with the changes in Diana, Cassie and Nick, who of course are some of my favourite characters. And apparently Faye is completely different as well, which I found very disappointing because she's a brilliant character.
Okay. Is that the right one? Yeah. Extremely depressing to read, a real shame, says Tesla Clear Out.
I know a lot of fans are very disappointed that L.J. Smith lost the rights to The Secret Circle. Yeah, and very disappointed in the changes that happened to that book.
Well, anyway, any more books?
I'm not sure. What have I read recently? Not that I've hated so far.
Well, I've basically had two books that I've been bored with and I haven't finished yet.
Yeah.
Which, Miss Connor, which is @history_AHS on Twitter, she said I should just leave because, yeah. Well, she said I should leave one of them and read the other one. And they are Crossed by Ali Condy, the sequel to Matched, which got a lot of good press, and Delirium by Lauren Oliver, which also people have loved, and I've got halfway through it and just, I'm still not into it yet, so.
I think the problem with looking at reviews is you've got series like Twilight Ono has a massive fan base out there. I personally cannot stand it.
Yeah, we don't particularly like Twilight at the moment.
I find it very cliched, I find it very...
It's good to watch when you're in a bad, like, when you're, like, when you're feeling, like, depressed and, like, lying on the sofa...
Are you feeling with very the curtains sorry for yourself?
Closed. Yeah.
I find Bella's reaction in New Moon completely unrealistic and stupid.
But anyway, back on topic.
Yeah, I could go on forever about, yeah.
But, like, reviews, you'll have people who are biased and saying, oh, yes, it's amazing, just because it's that author.
Yeah, exactly.
And Crossed by Ali Condy, of course, it's carrying on with the story from Matched, which I don't...
I haven't read that yet.
Where you're matched with one person who is similar to you, and basically the protagonist is matched with someone who's not on the system, but this isn't, like, this is accidentally shown to her. And... basically, she falls in love with this person who isn't allowed by the government, like a sort of anomaly, supposedly.
Right.
And in this next book, they've both been kicked out of this society and are both in the wilderness. And I've read about halfway through it, and to be honest, it's not ticking any boxes. It's not making me think, ooh, I need to find out, because it feels like the ending is right now.
I like books that hook you right from the start.
Yeah, you need
they
to be hooked.
They draw you in. And you cannot put the book down.
Because that's what I love about books like Adorkable by Sara Manning, which is amazing.
Again, I haven't read that.
But it is, seriously, it's amazing. It just hooks you and you want to find out. I actually read it in one night and brought the book back to Miss Connor saying, I finished it, and she was like, whoa, how long did it take you to read that? And I had to stay up all night reading it, which is what you want from a book.
Yeah.
You don't want to be just thinking, I don't care what happens to this character. To be honest, they could die and I wouldn't care.
The thing I like, you will hear me going on about A Song of Ice and Fire a lot because I love the series. I'm on A Clash of Kings, which is the second book. Of course, watching TV series at the same time. And what I love is that you love all of the characters in there. Even if they're not very nice characters, if they're a point of view character, you will root for them. One of my favourites is Tyrion, who is, of course, a Lannister. I don't like the Lannisters, but Tyrion is so darn awesome. Yeah, I love him.
Okay, another series that I found, they're ones that are, the book is slightly larger, and so they therefore the publisher goes, I'm going to make you pay £10 for it.
Yeah.
Which is Wither and Fever by Lauren DiStefano. Okay, I found Wither for £2, and I thought, wow, everyone's been saying that's amazing, so I'll read it. And then Miss Connor again gave me Fever, which is the second one, and I thought, yes, score. Then I read Wither, and I was a bit disappointed. Mm. I mean, it doesn't hook you. it's an amazing concept. It's just an amazing idea about the whole, like, the idea is that girls, I think it's 18 and 20, so girls will die at 18 and boys will die at 20 because of this genetic, they've genetically modified these kids.
Yeah.
In, like, in the womb sort of thing. And therefore they decide to sort of, like, sell these girls at a very young age and then get them pregnant in the hopes that they'll get a new generation coming. And there's all this conspiracy and it just doesn't feel real to me. I want a book that will make me feel like I'm actually there and I am with the character and I'm crying with the character, I'm laughing with the character. I just didn't particularly like the character.
I think that if you feel like you are there with a character, you feel emotion for the character.
Emotionally shows, attached.
Yeah, it shows how good an author that it was written by, because they make their characters so realistic, so believable. It's brilliant. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, any other books we've hated?
Any books that I have returned?
Wait, I don't think there are any other books that I have hated recently.
Not recently.
Apart from those ones that I've mentioned.
No.
And I've got a massive to-read pile. I might read out all the titles, okay? Supernaturally, which is by Kirsten White, who is the New York Times best-selling author of Paranormal Sea, which is the first book in the series. And I really liked the first one because it was original and it was about all these things that I hadn't read before, particularly in a book. Then another one from Miss Connor for free was Fury by Elizabeth Miles, which I'd sort of seen in the library but never particularly thought I need to read that. But it still looks cool. Then Fever by Lawrence DiStefano, which I've just mentioned. And Cinder by Marissa Mayer, which was another, like, it's, I think this one is a uncorrective bound proof.
Tell Dad we're busy.
Tell Dad it could go on for hours. But tell Dad I'm not coming off. No way. Go away.
Daddy,
I'm just going to pause this, Abby, and okay. I'm going to go yell at my dad. Pause it.
Okay,
and now the last two books, which I recently bought. Oh no, last three. I bought these two, which are Unrest by Michelle Harrison and Between by Jessica Warman, which I bought from play.com, and they look very good, and they got lovely covers.
Oh, those are the books that you're going on about.
Yeah. And then the last one in my pile is Hollow Pike by James Dawson, which looks to be amazing. And Miss Connor managed to... She's let me keep a signed copy from James Dawson. And this guy's pretty cool. You can follow him on Twitter. I'll just go and get his Twitter handle. _James Dawson. DAWSON. And so, yes, this is pretty cool. And everyone's been telling me to put this on top of my to-read pile because... Yes, it looks pretty good, and I'm hoping to read it very, very soon. As soon as I finish all the library books, which I've got in my pile.
But well, we have spoken a lot about the covers that really appeal to us.
Yes.
There are several on there that really do appeal to me. Especially Unrest, that looks amazing.
Which is basically the word unrest, and then it at the top it funnels out into all this coloured red smoke, which then a figure in purple smoke is walking through.
And it looks very, very cool.
I'll post this on Twitter just now so I can show everyone what I mean.
So I want to know if anyone else finds that the cover plays a very important part of what books you pick out to read. It's very, very cool. It's an amazing cover. And if you're following us on Twitter, you'll soon be able to see the picture.
Okay.
Laughing at some of the tweets that are coming up here.
Eleanor Howells, who is at E L E A N O R H 8 is now tweeting a lot about the 2012 MTV Movie Awards and saying, you need to vote Harry Potter for Best Hero. For instance, I vote Potter for 2012 MTV Movie Awards Best Hero. See who's in the lead and tweet your vote at, and then the link, Potterheads vote. No, there's a lot of this coming through.
I do
believe
we are trying to get a Twitter trend going here.
Yes.
Hashtag vote Potter.
Which looks to see a lot going on. And
also a lot of talk about the second series of the Glee Project.
Which I didn't get to see the first series, so I'm looking forward.
No, but
forward.
There is Freeview, a channel called Pick TV, which are showing the first series right from the beginning from 6 p.m. tonight. Which I'm tuning into.
Yes.
even though I already know who won.
Yeah.
And before
his dad
guest appearance on Glee.
Yeah. By the way, if anyone's a fan of Glee out there, we are more than happy to tweet with you about Glee.
Because we love Glee.
We love it dearly.
Very, very
despite
good
series. Not having Sky, because we're in the UK. But Abby manages to watch it in other means.
I do.
But I managed to get a virus that way, so
right,
I was kind of...
So good. I've got a trusty-ish site. so I managed to watch it with America and catch up with it again with the UK. Yeah, if anyone wants to talk about their favourite Glee songs, Glee characters, their favourite episode, least favourite episode...
Yeah, I've just tweeted saying topic Glee rant, hashtag BSBC.
Yeah.
And if there are enough people listening, could you please try and get a trend going?
Or if you want to talk to us, just use the hashtag
BSBC. Or even just follow us.
Yep. Either one of us.
Tweet to us.
You might have to make an account for the actual podcast.
Which would be amazing.
That would be very cool.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So we've now ranted about books we read and hated. Now, random books we love.
I love so many books. Quite a few of them are of the vampire-y, paranormal-y genre.
Yeah, but we tend to like the more unique vampire books. We don't like samey books, as we've mentioned before.
I love the series Forbidden Game. It's a trilogy by L.J. Smith. We have the book here with us.
I might even take a webcam picture of my... Do you want to hold one side and so we can have a hand... on each side, and I can take a webcam picture if I can find it.
It's
a thick book.
It's a very thick book.
I've got the whole trilogy in one little book.
This is a very good series. Obviously, L.J. Smith is author of The Secret Circle, The Vampire Diaries, The Night World series, which is a very, very good series, by the way. I strongly advise you check out Night World. Because you not only have vampires, but you also have witches, shapeshifters. It can seem a little samey when it's got the idea of a night molder falling in love with a human and their soulmates. But even so, I do love them. And I love it when you get to see your favourite characters from past books re-emerge in later books as well. So, very cool. Another one that we both love is House of Night.
Yes.
which is by PC Cast.
I must say, though, I do prefer Night World.
Night World is better than House of Night.
Because I tend to like, as we've said, more unique things.
Another series I love is... can't remember. The Immortals series.
I don't really like that one as much.
I can't remember the author, is it?
Alison Noel.
That one?
Noel.
Not quite sure how to pronounce it. I haven't read the latest ones in that series. But I can say the same for House of Night. I haven't really.
Yeah, I've gone off
date.
Them.
Yeah.
There have been other things that have been more around and more in your face.
I have found that my taste in books have changed
a lot
over the last year.
For instance, the discovery of The Hunger Games.
Very good series.
It's an amazing series.
Much darker books now.
Yeah, much darker. Because I used to like a lot of chick lit and very chick lit paranormal stuff. Whereas now I'm into much more deep.
I love a good dark storyline.
Storylines where they're less happy-go-lucky and more legends and more, like, riddles and less...
I like books that make you think about the storyline.
Yeah, rather than just going, oh, look, this is exactly how it's going, you know where it's ending, you know
yeah.
where...
Yeah, I like books that have shock, events, surprise...
Things that make you change the way you think
yeah.
about... Well, not necessarily life, but just way think you do things, possibly.
Exactly, and I think there are a lot of series out there like that. And I'm still desperately trying to find so many of them. It's just like, yay.
Okay, I'm going to talk now for a minute, and I'm going to take a webcam picture of this as well, because I'm too lazy to go look on Google Images. It's called What's Up with Jodie Barton by Hayley Long. And
yeah, it's a very colourful cover.
Well, the actual book is even more colourful.
This is just a...
extra.
Yeah. And I haven't heard of it. I haven't read it. But Georgina seems
yes.
to like this.
Well, my friend Izzy's actually bought the finished book. And she loves it. And she's reading it.
And Izzy, of course, is...
the other mysterious mystery guest.
Yes.
She's missing at the moment. We don't know what's up with Jodie Barton. I believe Hayley Long is in our area. She is really cool. She's actually publicly tweeted saying that... like, she said, this kiddo has a fat book blog, and then tweeted a link to her... lots of followers.
Which, of course, Georgina then started squealing to me at school about. We love all sorts of books, so any suggestions you have, just send them in. If there's any...
We might have to make an email account for this.
I think we might have to. If there is any... Well, we'll talk about anything. Of course, books is our main thing that we will talk about, but we will talk about... books that have been turned into TV shows or films.
For instance, Hunger Games, Harry Potter, or Summer of Ice and Fire.
Which is, of course, the TV show Game of Thrones. Season 2 series finale is tomorrow night. I cannot wait for...
You can tell from your tone of voice.
Oh, yeah.
She's mentally screaming right now.
Of course. I won't shut up about the series.
Okay, I'm going to really quickly see if I can make a Gmail account whilst we're talking.
Okay.
So, do you want to talk about something whilst we're...
Yep. So, other books that I love... Harry Potter, of course, is a major one. That is a series I have grown up with.
Grown up with it. And we've just completely been fascinated with. And I've only recently become part of the internet fandom.
Well,
but
I have been part of it for a while. Yeah.
But admittedly, as 5-year-olds, we weren't really that into it.
No.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
For Harry Potter heads out there, I've already told you about MotherNet fanfiction. There is also the MotherNet leaderboards, which is an amazing forum. We can just talk about all things Potter, as well as improving your writing skills. And it really makes you think about the sort of hidden messages in Harry Potter as well. Which is something that I really do love. So another series, of course, we've already spoken about Hunger Games. I like how Katniss isn't your perfect protagonist.
She's not girly. She's
no,
not.
She's got a lot of flaws. And yeah, I really don't like it when you've got the cliched perfect protagonist, or I don't like cliched characters in general. which are known as Barry Sue's and Gary Stew's, where they've got all these perfect qualities for no apparent reason. They're just brilliant at everything.
Mm.
And you do see that a lot in fanfiction, which, yeah, is another thing that does put people off. But you still, once you get past all of that, yeah, you've still got some very good stories. I don't know, what else have I really fallen in love with? Apart from the song of Ice and Fire.
Okay, we now have an email address, which is, believe it or not, brainstormbookcast@gmail.com.
Quite
and
easy
it's
to remember.
Literally as the podcast is. Brainstormbookcast. And so you feel free to email any comments. If you're not on Twitter, then feel free to anything you feel like emailing us, as long as they're not spam or weird emails.
Yeah.
Any comments, any queries or theories, as Potter Prince would like to say.
Yeah.
Queries, theories. If there are any books we've mentioned that you also love or hate or anything in particular, just email us at brainstormbookcast@gmail.com.
Now, a feature we were thinking about doing is a guest fan host with us.
So if you're on Skype, I'm kind of on Skype, I don't really know how to work it, but...
I personally don't have Skype because I don't have a webcam. Quite sad like that.
But Abby is at my house right now, so...
Yeah.
We can, if anybody, if they're not creepy, send us a short clip of yourself talking about books, yep. Any topics you feel like you think you could discuss. Probably won't get any fans emailing us for a few podcasts.
Maybe not.
But still. If anybody out there feels like coming and talking with us and sharing thoughts, please email us a clip of yourself talking, 5 minutes possibly, max.
Yep.
Not too long. And just email it to us at brainstormbookcast@gmail.com, and we would love to have someone on the show with us because we feel a bit lonely at the moment.
Yeah, we do.
Nobody's tweeting. Feels like all our friends are offline at the moment. So
yeah.
Okay, let's see what our next topic of discussion.
Oh, we were talking about classics to read or not to read.
Which I think is a pretty good title.
I do like a lot of the classics, especially the children books, because I grew up reading... Yeah, I know Georgina doesn't agree with me here, but I grew up reading Enid Blyton. I read a lot of the Mallory Towers and St. Clair's books. I didn't really like The Famous Five, but my grandma always made me read St. Clair's and Mallory Towers, and I have to admit I did fall in love with them a little bit. And I do still read them occasionally.
Well, I was practically forced to read the Famous Five series.
Yeah, I didn't like the Famous Five so much.
And I never really got into any classic kids' books. I was more... As a child, I was into teen books a lot earlier than some people. Like, yeah. I was reading teen fiction aged 9, 10, when some people would have waited until they were, like, 15.
Yeah,
we discovered books a lot earlier.
Yeah.
Harry Potter I was reading...
I read Harry Potter when I was 6 or 7. I think I got the first one out of the library. Because my mum read them before I did. And I think my aunt read them as well. And my cousins, who were a couple of years older than me, they've read them.
Well, my mum read them to me. I think we were a bit late. We were a bit out of it. Because they were first published in, like, 97?
97 is when I think Philosopher's Stone came out.
My mum first got Philosopher's Stone when I... It's 6 years after it was published. When I was about 6.
Yeah.
And so we read them. Like, she would read them to me and my sister. Admittedly, my sister would fall asleep.
Yeah.
But I would always listen and be, like, sitting up listening all night. And by the time I was old enough to read them myself, I was reading them. Like, I've read Deathly Hallows so many times.
Yeah. I'm so annoyed. I've lost my copies of Half-Blood Prince and Deathly Hallows.
My favourite two books.
Exactly. They are my favourite two books. I think I lost them when I moved house. So they might be up in the loft somewhere. I have no idea. But my sister has just started reading them as well, which shows it isn't just a book for our generation, which is known as the Potter generation.
Or even the slightly older Potter generation, who are actually of reading age when they were published. Which I know Potter Pensive fans will know that the hosts of Potter Pensive were the actual Potter generation. We're like the slightly younger ones.
Yeah.
Because we were like being born when they were published.
Of course, yeah. I'm not sure if I was born.
No, you weren't born.
No, I was born in the later 1997,
as
were you.
Yes.
I do believe Izzy was born at the time.
Yeah, Izzy, because she's year 10, we're year 9.
And we haven't had as much exposure to the real classics, such as Jane Eyre books.
Yeah, like Jane Austen and Charlotte Bronte. And because I know my mum, she was in English, at that point, you are forced to read a certain amount of books, whereas in our generation, you don't as much have to read them as they will read them in class.
Yeah.
And so there isn't as much exposure to books.
I don't like reading books in class because I read much faster than other people.
And some people I find are really boring to listen to.
Yeah, and...
And they'll just drone on for like 15 minutes and you'll be reading on several pages
ahead. And I like to get my own voice for the characters in my head.
Yes.
Because
some people just won't put any expression into reading.
And that really does bug me, but I won't read in class. No, I won't read.
Mm.
Even though I always used to be good at drama, I always used to love getting up on stage, but I would never speak in front of the class.
Mm. So, for instance, we had to read Lord of the Flies by William...
Someone.
Beginning with G.
No idea.
Anyway, we had to read that, and then we had to watch a film, as I think we mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
And...
We got bored very quickly of that.
I mean, it's a good book for its time. It was a unique book. It was very original, very groundbreaking for its era. But we are so used to groundbreaking. We're so used to unique things.
It just really did not appeal to anyone in our class, I don't think.
I think people were getting very bored with it.
We were.
And then we had to watch the film version, of course, which nobody liked. But, of course, it meant watching a film rather than doing English.
Yeah.
So a lot of people were very... Well, a lot of people mucked around. And so therefore it decreased our... liking of the film.
I think in year 8 we did Oscar Wilde. That's
the one. The Importance of Being Earnest.
That's the one.
I liked it, but it's so short, I read it before anyone else even started reading it.
Mm. But I did like that with our English teacher at the time. If we didn't want to read with the class, we could go out into the library and read it.
Yes, that was a very good thing.
And of course, the ones who went into the library finished
far sooner.
Yeah, I think we had three lessons where we were doing nothing.
We were just reading our own books or talking.
So, I can't remember what we did in year 7.
I think year 7 we did...
Oh, I did Fire Eaters. You were in a different class to me.
Yeah.
The two top sets did different classes at the time. I can't remember what you did.
Ugh.
But I remember yours sounded much more appealing than Fire Eaters. The only thing I loved about it was that it was set in the Northeast, which is where I originally come from.
I really can't remember what we did.
See, English, the books we have to read in English, so fun.
Yeah, they hold such fond memories for us.
Yes. Now,
I've heard of some teachers in the US reading Hunger Games to their class.
Yeah.
The thing is, we recently were set a project to read a book and then analyse it, and so I thought, well, I'll read a classic.
Yeah.
And so I'm reading Jane Eyre, and I'm presuming Abby will probably join me.
Join you with that one.
Because she missed a few lessons last week. And it just annoys me that we've already read Hunger Games. We also did a speaking listening assessment on Hunger Games. And everyone else is now suddenly going, oh, why don't we read the Hunger Games?
It's just like, yeah.
You missed it.
It feels like when you bring in the book into school... to reread it, like I brought Mockingjay in before, and I had a girl say to me, oh, that's a bit mainstream, isn't it? I'm like, no, I read it before the films came out, I read it last year.
Yes.
So, and it really annoys me when people say to people who have read it long before,
that's so
mainstream.
And they're so,
So jumping on the bandwagon.
And everyone else, but I can count at least 8 people who are now doing group projects on the Hunger Games. It just annoys me so much. I mean, yes, you're appreciating the books, but does our English teacher and does our class want to hear 5 different topics, different projects about the same thing?
No.
We need to have people going, well, I want to do the Hunger Games, what are you going to do? Well, I want to do the Hunger Games, well, why don't we compromise and you do something else?
Yeah.
Rather than everyone doing the Hunger Games or doing the Book of the Time. For instance, if everyone did Harry Potter, then it just annoys me so much.
And it annoys me when people... They say, I'm a massive fan of
Harry Potter or something.
And then you say to them about a character who doesn't appear in the film, and they say, I don't know who that is. Because you're just a fan of the films, you don't like the books. And that annoys me.
And there's a boy, two boys who sit behind us, who they're doing Catching Fire for their project, which is number 2 in the Hunger Games, for those of you who don't know. If we knew you, we'd disown you right now.
They don't know anything about the Hunger
Games. Well, the main boy who's at the moment reading the Hunger Games, he said, well, why don't we do Catching Fire? Because I don't want to reread this book. The other boy hasn't read The Hunger Games, he's seen the film, and is saying that he's just going to read a summary of the book and then read the sequel. And I'm going, it doesn't work like that. You have to read the first book to appreciate the sequel. And they're just not getting it.
They're not going to know who characters like Maja, who does play... She's
a small part.
But she is quite important in the next book.
Because she plays an emotional factor for Katniss.
She does.
Which, they completely... I don't think it was bad for them to take it out of the film, because it would just been too much.
It would.
I feel that people who are going to read the sequel need to have read the first book, because the film is not the same as the book, despite it being a really good adaptation of the book.
Yeah, I think... I'm just hoping... And this is coming from a huge Potterhead. I'm just hoping Hunger Games doesn't go the same way as Harry Potter did, where it just gets further and further away from the books. Because... Mm.
Like, podcasts like Alohomora, which is a MuggleNet, a new podcast from MuggleNet, as well as MuggleCast, they're doing this thing where they want you to reread the Potter books alongside them. Like with Pottermore, they want you to reread the books and rediscover them. And Alohomora is digging into this fandom. They're digging in to the books again. They're re-experiencing the pleasure of reading these books. And I listen to podcasts like Potter Pensive and MuggleCast, mainly Potter Pensive and Alohomora, who they reread the Potter books and they analyse them on a podcast. And I'd love to be able to do that, but I just feel it's been done before.
It has.
And it makes you re-experience them. And you can't say you're a fan unless you have reread the books recently.
No. I do a thing where I will read through the Harry Potter books once a year. I will read through the entire series, just one after the other. Just so I can... Whereas... Little hints that I wouldn't have picked up on when I was younger, I managed to pick up on as I
like foreshadowing.
Yeah,
like there'll be something in like Chamber of Secrets that you'll have read Deathly Hallows and you'll be like, "Wow, I didn't notice that." Wow,
yeah.
J.K. Rowling is so amazing. She planned this.
She did, and she had an absolute.
She had 5 years of planning.
She did, and I think she is an amazing author,
and she is an inspiration.
She really is.
If every author wrote like J.K. Rowling, we would have so much more to read. You would be just so happy about reading books. We wouldn't be moaning to you.
No.
Like we are currently.
You'd be like moaning.
Okay, what's our next topic for discussion? We just bypass classics there.
Yeah.
Should we just kind of get rid of that one?
Yeah, right.
Okay, so two topics for discussion left. And about an hour in, it's an hour for us, along with some breaks.
Yep.
So, it's going to be getting shorter by the time we edit it. So, next topic for discussion, random reads meme, which is what I run on my blog, and Abby will probably help me with.
Yeah, I'll probably add it some on there.
Okay, basically, I'm Loving Books is a blog which runs this meme, and you randomly pick a book from your to-read list and read it for 1 month, or you read it for the supposed month, but I managed to forget February and April, so I only have January, March and May random reads.
We may have to do it as a 2 monthly thing.
Yeah.
Just to make it look like it was intentional, as we
do. And Abby could cover a few months for me.
Yeah.
But it's really good because books like Unwind by Neil Schusterman, I would never have read, and Fly Away by Lucy Christopher, I would never have read these books if it hadn't been for this random read thing where you get a random number generator off the internet and type in the maximum and minimum number of books in your like Goodreads to read list or something, and then you randomly pick one book, and then I don't actually own these books, I know they're at the library, and so I will order them from the Norfolk Library services, and I will read the book and then I will review it. And books like these, which wouldn't have had coverage if it wasn't for this, I feel this just really shows how books don't have to be pretty or they don't have to be well known. They can still be amazing and change your life.
Yeah. And I do like finding a book that you would never really read if it was up to you.
And like Unwind by Neil Schusterman, it isn't the prettiest book. The cover isn't breathtakingly amazing, but the book itself is amazing and it makes you think differently about everything. And I also like about it, it isn't going to be made into a trilogy. It isn't. Neil Schusterman isn't then going to turn around and say, actually, this has been pretty popular. Why don't I make another 2 books in this series?
Yeah.
It's a good standalone title that I can read and love, but not have to feel obliged to read the rest of the series.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, there's my rant on random reading for a moment. I hope that just convinces everybody that it isn't about reading the popular books. It's about reading books that you feel you would like.
Yeah.
And this is our last segment. It's shout-outs to people who... like people, like podcasts that we love, basically.
Yeah.
Podcasts we love and we would wish to share with you. So I'm going to get my iTunes list up. And some of these are very specific.
Yeah.
Okay. The main podcasts that I listen to, which I get regular updates from, are Aloha Mora,
which we've already explained to you about, as well as Possipensive.
And Mugglecast, which we've... Mugglecast and Aloha Mora are both from mugglenet.com.
And amazing fan site, by the way.
And then we have Glee Chat and Hunger Games Chat, which are both brought to you by Hyperball. But also Hunger Games Chat is Hyperball and Mockingjay.net, which are both Hunger Games fan sites. So if you like Hunger Games or Glee or Harry Potter, check those podcasts out because they are amazing. And they will help you rediscover things you never knew existed within the fandoms.
And going off on a slight tangent, but if you're looking for a real community of a fandom, such as Harry Potter, check out, for Harry Potter, check out MuggleNet Beetleborgs, which is a truly amazing forum. And yeah, you can just have discussions with Potterheads like you and looking deeper into the stories that you love. So I think that's all for now.
Yeah, so goodbye from me, Georgie.
And bye from me, Abby.
Which is at G13R13. Oh, wait a sec. I need to check that because I'm confusing myself here. Okay, G30RG13_R.
And I've got a much simpler one to remember. Mine's at Gail, G-A-I-L. _Abby, just ABI.
And so that's it from us.
We'll
hopefully be podcasting soon.
Yeah.
If you have anything you'd like to say, whether it's constructive criticism or any comments about how awesome we are, because we do like praise. Yes. Okay. So any comments, queries, or theories, anything you want, send them to brainstormbookcast@gmail.com. Or tweet to us at the hashtags.
Yeah.
At the Twitter handles mentioned.
Or use hashtag BSBC.
Which is Brainstorm Bookcast. But it's quicker and shorter to remember and easier to remember.
Yeah.
So bye.
See you.
We need to get some music to end with.
Yeah.